This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of my favorite holidays and my kids' favorite holidays has been Halloween. There is something about extorting food, right, or treats from people, or threatening vandalism that just kids and adults are just into. And trick-or-treat allows you to do illegal activities. And people love being criminals. You know, so you get to go up to a house, you go trick-or-treat. So you're basically blackmailing them. And they're forced to find something in their house to give you, right, because you want a treat. I mean, I go trick-or-drink, so you see, really, it's really hard when they're trying to find, I got alcohol, I swear I got alcohol. And I go, man, the trick's going to be really, really bad. And they go, by the looks of you, I could tell. So, I'm like, trick-or-treat. So, they give you your treat, or they give you your drink, and then you go, you know what, all right, you got off easy. Right, I'm not going to go after your house, I'm not going to TP your house, I'm not going to egg your house. And kids love it. Kids love threatening the neighbors and the neighbors being all scared where they, you know, give you all the candy that they have. And we especially like to sneak into the super rich neighborhoods because they give out full candy bars, right? Okay, I am so done with the dum-dums. Okay, though I don't even know why, or those 1 cent bubble gums where the flavor lasts for 1 second. So if I want to get my candy and my carb fix, I wait all year for Halloween. I lose weight right before Halloween, you know, because we have Yom Kippur, we have to fast, we have the Jewish holidays, and whenever you eat Jewish food, you get constipated and then you can't eat for days. So, you know, I usually lose a lot of weight right before Halloween, then I get to get it all back with the carbs. So the CDC, right, because of, you know, all their issues that they've had, you know, with PR and masks and airborne and all that, they very quietly released their Halloween guidance. So the CDC gave us Halloween guidance in COVID. And I read some of their guidance to my kids. And their guidance, basically in a nutshell, says don't go to costume parties or have a party. Don't trick-or-treat. Too risky. Maybe decorate the house. Carve a pumpkin. Or family movie night with your mommy and daddy. Now, my boys are like, oh, hell no. I've never heard so many expletives come out of their mouth. It's not the CDC's fault. So we have a COVID pandemic. Kids can carry the virus. Kids are going to be running around. But the CDC is really worried about screaming. What designates a low risk from moderate risk activity is if you think the kids are going to scream. Now, come to think of it, I'm a screamer during Halloween. And I'm out there in the neighborhood. Come on, people, keep it clean. I'm out there in the neighborhood, and I'm always screaming at the kids. I'm not even screaming at my own kids. I scream at everybody's kids. I go, car, watch out for the car. Don't be zigzagging. What's that? Oh, well, give me the candy for parents. Trick or tequila. So I'm yelling. And I get that when you yell, that whole 6 feet social distancing thing doesn't jive. So the CDC has suggested, because of the risk of COVID, they've suggested some low-risk activities, all right, for this Halloween. So one is carving and decorating a pumpkin with your parents. Okay. Have you ever done anything woodworking with my husband? Okay. Don't do that. Don't do what? You're holding it wrong. Let me just do it. So, okay, fine. Daddy, you do the pumpkin. Next is you could carve the pumpkin not only inside, but outside. That's exciting. You can decorate your house or apartment or living space. I have a little living space that the family allows me to have in the house. I could decorate that with Michael Fassbender posters. You could do a Halloween scavenger hunt where they have to look for things in the house. Yeah, I have my kids look for toilet bowl cleaners and, you know, Windex, right, to clean. You could have a virtual Halloween costume contest. So you could have a virtual online thing where everybody shows their costumes and then they have a contest as opposed to being in person. Thank you, CDC. CDC is not known for their party planning, okay? Just cut them some slack. You could have a Halloween movie night with the people you live with. Or I guess you could invite over grandma, right? But the problem is when grandma comes over, the movies are, you know, always black and white. And then you could have a scavenger hunt around the home, which is a trick-or-treat search where instead of looking for cleaning stuff, you could look for candy. So that's what the CDC recommends is Halloween. Now I have an issue because Halloween never falls on a Saturday, and this year falls on a Saturday night. Of all the years for Halloween to fall on a Saturday night, you could go to a party, and you could be out all night, and you could be, oh my gosh, or you could actually trick-or-drink and then not have to worry about going to work the next day early. Well, I watch football, 10 a.m. football, so I do have to set my alarm for like 9:45. But we have been waiting a decade for a Saturday night Halloween. No parties. They say moderate risk activities would be, you know, maybe what you could do is have little goodie bags of candy at the end of the driveway. This is what they suggested. Where when kids trick-or-treat, they are 6 feet distance. They grab the bag and go. Now, for any of the guys that have ever lived in Israel, if there's a bag sitting on the side of the road, okay, you avoid that at all costs. You call the bomb squad. So I don't really know if I like the idea of bags of, by the way, I don't know if you've ever done a, where you poop in a bag and you light on fire for a person's house. I would not tell my kids to grab any bag because there could be poo-poo in it. So that's one option. The other is you could do a parade 6 feet distance. You could have a costume contest as long as everybody is standing 6 feet from themselves, but they can't yell. If the kids yell, they have to be farther apart. So listen, the suggestions go on. Mind you, Halloween can be very dangerous, you know, but I like to look at the people who's giving my kids their candy, you know, and kind of size them up. I don't want blind candy sitting on the side of the road. I think that could be more dangerous. But then again, with car accidents and all that, Halloween isn't the safest, you know, holiday anyway. So that's what the CDC says. Don't kill the messenger. Halloween is going to suck this year. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've spoken about pulmonary fibrosis on the show. And some of you have asked about the lung remodeling that might occur after a COVID injury and the acute lung injury that we've seen with COVID. And if the scarring can cause a fibrosis or restrictive type of picture in the lungs. Well, joining us today, and I'm very, very honored to have this physician with us because it's Pulmonary Fibrosis Awareness Month, is Dr. Sonia Danoff, Senior Medical Advisor for the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation Care Center Network, and also Associate Professor in Division of Pulmonary and Critical Care Medicine at Johns Hopkins University. So, Dr. Danoff, thank you for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me today. Great, yeah. So, I mean, it's startling. We have more than 200,000 Americans living with pulmonary fibrosis. We're concerned that number's going to rise. What are you seeing?
Well, I think that you're absolutely correct. Pulmonary fibrosis is a disease that's not terribly well recognized by most Americans. In fact, a recent survey by the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation found that 9 in 10 Americans actually don't know what the symptoms of pulmonary fibrosis are. And that's an important thing to know because pulmonary fibrosis is a slowly progressive disease that damages the part of the lung that's involved in absorbing oxygen from the air. When the body doesn't absorb enough oxygen, then the muscles and the organs of the body just don't work as well as they normally would. Most people experience this as being short of breath with doing things that they would ordinarily be able to do, say things like walking up a flight of stairs or carrying groceries from a car. Something that would ordinarily be easy over months or years becomes very challenging and maybe even something that people try to avoid. And that happens because the lung is being injured and then finally scarring. And in addition to being short of breath, patients who develop pulmonary fibrosis will often describe a cough that's sort of a nagging cough. It's not the kind that you get when you have a bronchitis where you get it for a few days and then it goes away. This is one that lasts for months or even years and maybe is more noticeable to the people around you even than to the person themselves. Finally, a lot of people just say, you know, I just don't have the energy to do the things I ordinarily would do. And unfortunately, because these symptoms are kind of nonspecific, that I get a bit short of breath when I do things, I have a little bit of a cough, I'm a little more tired, a lot of people attribute these symptoms to getting older, being a little bit overweight, maybe not getting enough exercise, and that often will delay the time that it takes them to get to a doctor and recognize that there's really a medical problem that needs to be treated.
Oh, so well done. Yeah, we just diagnosed somebody with pulmonary fibrosis because it was over telemedicine because they had thought that they had a cough that was kind of post-COVID, but they started to lose some weight. Their relative thought that their fingers looked like Spiegel from Lord of the Rings, and I'm like, look, if you don't have COPD, I think you need to be checked out for pulmonary fibrosis. And we got some follow-up on that patient, and I'm not saying anybody with a chronic cough has this, but, you know, as Dr. Danoff had suggested, you know, there's these symptoms that when a cough doesn't go away, you know, we don't think it's acid reflux related or asthma related, you know, pulmonary fibrosis has to be in our differential.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, pulmonary fibrosis is scary to some because we don't talk about a lot of cures, and it's not an easy condition to treat. What are you and your team doing at Johns Hopkins in terms of pulmonary fibrosis support or treatment?
Sure. Well, you know, there are a lot of chronic medical diseases that we don't know how to cure yet. And nevertheless, people live very, you know, long periods of time and good quality lives with them. And pulmonary fibrosis should be that same kind of disease. We don't have a cure yet, but there are certainly a lot of people who are working on better understanding the disease, developing better medications to treat it, and also discovering what the cure will be. And those are the kinds of things that the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation supports with its research fund. But for right now, there are medications that have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration that don't cure the disease, but they certainly slow the progression down. And so those are important options for patients. In addition, we like for our patients to have access to things like pulmonary rehab, which is a monitored exercise program that allows people to build their endurance and their strength so that they're able to do more. And also, some patients do need oxygen because the oxygen will allow them to exercise for longer and more vigorously and may allow them to do things that they want to do. So there are actually quite a number of things that are available to people who have the diagnosis of pulmonary fibrosis. But because some of these medications particularly wouldn't be used in general, it really is important to get to the diagnosis.
Now, you know, have you seen COVID play a role in a higher incidence of this, or is it too early to tell?
You know, I think that's something that's on a lot of people's minds right now. Certainly our world has been turned upside down by this pandemic. And so just to a couple of things, many people who've had very severe COVID-19 infections are told after they recover that they have some scarring in the lung, and that is sometimes referred to as pulmonary fibrosis. We don't know whether those patients are going to have progressive disease, which is what pulmonary fibrosis that we're talking about is.
Right.
So it's a situation where the terms can be very confusing. At the moment, we don't have evidence that suggests that people who have had COVID-19 are necessarily going to develop this progressive disease, but they may well be left with a fixed scar in the lung that is a mark of their having had a COVID-19 infection.
Does lung tissue have the ability to, we know that the liver can repair itself, and for years we thought that the lung didn't have a lot, much of a rejuvenation sort of role, but have you noticed lungs ever heal themselves? I mean, I know there's that remodeling, but have you ever seen lung tissue be able to repair itself?
Sure, and you're bringing up a really good point. People tend to think about the lungs as being somehow protected or isolated because they're inside the body. But really, the lungs are much like the skin. They're constantly in contact with the outside world because we're constantly breathing in the air in our environment that has, smoke and exhaust and particles and bacteria. Things like that. So the lung has to be able to regenerate, and it has to be able to protect itself from infection and from foreign materials. The lung has a tremendous amount of regenerative capacity, and that's really why people are able to live to be, 100 and still be active physically, because their lung is able to recover from those injuries. But when a person has a process like pulmonary fibrosis, part of what seems to take place is rather than the lung being able to heal itself in a way that leaves the normal lung behind, instead a scar is laid down, and that scar tissue or fibrosis is not capable of absorbing oxygen the way normal healthy lung is. So in fact, that process of being able to rejuvenate itself and return itself to normal may be part of the problem that leads people to develop pulmonary fibrosis.
So true. We're talking to Dr. Sonia Danoff, Senior Medical Advisor for the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation. What can people do to prevent? I know it's difficult because there's a lot of, comorbid conditions and environmental toxins that might play a role. What advice can you give our listeners to in terms of prevention?
Sure. I think that the first thing that I would say, and this I think you would hear from the mouth of almost any doctor anywhere, is that I really encourage my patients and everybody I know to remain physically active. And part of the reason for that is that a healthy body is firstly going to stand you in better stead no matter what happens to you. And for patients who might develop pulmonary fibrosis, if they're more active, they may actually recognize the symptoms earlier. So somebody who, say, goes out and hikes might notice that they get out of breath before they would notice it if they were, say, sitting at a desk doing their desk job all the time. So remaining physically active, maintaining a good body weight, and obviously we definitely recommend people not smoke because we know that tobacco smoke is one of the things that increases the risk of developing pulmonary fibrosis.
So true, so true. How can people find out more about the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation?
The Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation has a wonderful website. I'd encourage people to go to aboutpf.org. That's a really nice entry point to learn a little bit more about pulmonary fibrosis symptoms, diagnosis, treatment, and also to access the many resources that the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation has developed for patients, loved ones, doctors, to try to make them more aware and to make the care for patients with pulmonary fibrosis even better.
Fantastic. Dr. Danoff, thank you and your team so much. Can't wait to have you back. Bless you, and we appreciate all you do.
Thank you so much.
1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away, guys.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Kentucky State Attorney General Daniel Cameron now planning to announce his decision early this afternoon on possible charges against Louisville police officers involved in the Breonna Taylor shooting case. Businesses in the vicinity of the courthouse in Louisville say they're closing out of concerns the announcement could trigger unrest. The 26-year-old Taylor was shot and killed during a botched police raid in Louisville this past March. Thousands are paying their respects to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg today and tomorrow, as she lies in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court. At a private ceremony this morning, Chief Justice John Roberts said of Ginsburg,
"She will live on in what she did to improve the law and the lives of all of us. And yet, still, Ruth is gone, and we grieve."
She'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday, and this is USA Radio News. An NFL legend has died.
The rookie of the year, Cale Sayers, 61 mercurial yards. Give the lead to the Bears.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame confirming that Gale Sayers passed today at the age of 77. Sayers burst onto the scene with Chicago's Bears in 1965, scoring 22 touchdowns in his rookie season. Injuries cut his career short, but that didn't stop him from becoming a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977. The U.S. has reached a sad milestone in the fight against COVID-19. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
It was January 21st when the first positive coronavirus case was identified on U.S. soil. Now, exactly 8 months into the pandemic, and the United States has hit 200,000 deaths from COVID-19. The rate of infections continues to rise nationwide.
The three major Wall Street indexes lower at this hour, and this is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, sad day. Football legend Gale Sayers, legendary Chicago Bears star, Pro Football Hall of Famer, died, unfortunately, today at the age of 77. We don't really have any details as to regarding the cause of death. But the statement was released saying, "All those who love the game of football mourn the loss of one of the greatest to ever play this game, with the passing of Chicago Bears legend Gale Sayers. He was the very essence of a team player, quiet, unassuming, and always ready to compliment a teammate for a key block. Gale was an extraordinary man who overcame a great deal of adversity during his NFL career and life. He played for 7 seasons, I believe, with the Bears. Was drafted in the first round of the 1965 draft. He became Rookie of the Year after totaling 22 touchdowns and 132 points. Both of those were records at the time. And he was named to 4 Pro Bowls. He was also named Defensive Player of the Game 3 times, was selected first-team All-Pro 5 times, and was named NFL Comeback Player of the Year in 1969 after sustaining injuries to his right knee. He had an ACL and MCL injury. So he finished his career with 4,956 rushing yards, 39 touchdowns, and an average of 5 yards per carry. And he became the youngest player ever inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1977 when he was only 34 years old. So, sadly, we lost a legend, and it's always hard to see. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, currently being memorialized right now by many. Apparently, she has about 127 clerks in attendance. Everybody seems to be social distancing, but you do see the crowds start to come in. Some of her clerks are serving as honorary pallbearers. The rest is lining up on the building steps. Chief Justice John Roberts had discussed her love for opera, but cited her as being a rock star. And so, from what we understand, her body, even though it's covered, will be available for viewing and prayers over the next 2 days. They're doing social distancing, but you know, as with, you know, public memorials, I don't believe the 50-person rule is in play. I believe they're going to kind of streamline the crowds. But from what we understand, crowds are already converging. There's a Japanese woman who is now 117 years old, who is the country's oldest living person. You know, I've talked about how our life expectancy has just, you know, increased. And we understand that the opioid epidemic caused a fallback. We took a step backwards with the opioid epidemic because many younger people were dying. But overall, we are seeing older individuals live longer. I mean, look, Ruth Bader Ginsburg died at the age of 87 after having multiple cancers. We've had another figure who I believe lived well into his 90s. And for men, we usually see women outlive men. I know men are kind of like, does that have to be explained? Come on. You know, honestly, we think estrogen might, you know, cause, estrogen might be protective, you know, and it's, you know, I do agree. It is hard to live, you know, with certain people, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's your wife that's causing your lack of longevity. Tommy DeVito, singer and founding member of Four Seasons, died at the age of 92. So, you know, we're definitely seeing longevity. And this Japanese woman is 117 years old. Her name is Kane Tanaka. She's actually drinking Coca-Cola. And she's wearing a favorite t-shirt, and she looks pretty happy. She looks very happy. And she is considered by the Guinness World Records the oldest person in the world to have reached another milestone in Japan. She has set a record as the country's longest living person. She's under 17 years and 261 days alive. So in 100 days, or 99 days, she becomes 118. She surpassed the age of Nabi Tajima, who had died in 2018, being 117 years and 260 days old. Gosh, that's kind of crazy, you know, where you have interviews and you're being compared to somebody who died within minutes of you and your age. I just kind of wonder how that's, you know, how that's kind of playing on their psyche. But my guess is if I ever lived till 117 years old, I would be like, you know, every day is a gift, and yeah, let's just celebrate every day. And, you know, I don't think anybody really has to kitten glove it. And obviously, if she lived 117 years and 261 days and she's still kicking, she's probably one tough cookie. So Tanaka received congratulatory gifts from her family and messages and, you know, respects from several local officials. And barely, it's an ad for Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is reportedly her favorite soft drink. And her 60-year-old grandson, isn't that interesting? A grandson. You think grandson, little kid? He's 60. Even amid the novel coronavirus pandemic, my grandmother is well and looks to be enjoying her life every day. As a family, we're happy and proud of a new record. So she was born January 2nd, 1903. She lives in a senior home in Fukuoka, and she actually enjoys studying math. She plays the game Othello. Get this, she likes chocolate. Chocolate and Coca-Cola, I tell you, that's... Now, my guess is, I mean, when we Americans, when we have a Coca-Cola, we drink a big gulp. Okay, my guess is she takes a couple sips of hers. Same thing with chocolate. When we eat chocolate, we eat a whole entire, like, you know, bag. But, yeah. So, interesting. And good for her. You know, we've looked at the centenarians. Or this is beyond centenarian because she's in the one teens. And, you know, when you look at how, what, you know, happened in their lives and how they lived along, one is good genes. Usually they've had good genes. The other is they've had a routine. It's the routine of they go to bed every day at a certain time. They eat, you know, at a certain time. I think it's a catch-22. So I think on one end, having good cyclical activities that your body can rely on and prepare for, whether it's insulin production or your metabolism or your bowels working, etc. I think having a rhythm is very advantageous. Where I, though, get a little concerned about that is when your rhythm is put out of whack. So like COVID, for many of us, completely shot our workout schedule. Many of us still worked out. I still worked out, but it was nothing like pre-COVID. Same thing with meals and going to work, etc. So my only concern about having somebody who is older on a very, very strict regimen, and that's kind of what's getting credit for their longevity, is when the poop does hit the fan and changes have to be made, is that unfortunately enough to start tipping them over? Figuratively. So I love the idea of, you know, you'll hear people who live in Italy in some of these, you know, small towns and villages in Italy, and they have their wine, they'll have their glass of wine, they'll have their daily walk, they'll do their gardening, they'll get their sunlight, and you put it all together and you're like, okay, so it's a little wine, it's some sunlight, it's activity, it's a love of life, it's an appreciation of nature, it's, you know, living in Italy, I mean, you know, or living in Japan, I mean, beautiful countries, right? You know, living in villages maybe away from, you know, pollution, and you start to put it all together. But, you know, you throw something like COVID in there or a move or, you know, some disaster that happens at a home. You just wonder if that kind of puts them over the edge. So I love having flexibility. And so if I could give any advice to anybody who's taking care of a senior who's doing really, really well, or for those of us that are starting to get up there in age, you know, make sure you kind of have a range. You know, don't just eat at 12 o'clock sharp. You know, have a range between 11 and 1, so the body kind of gets used to and is a little bit more flexible. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So early on with the COVID pandemic, and I'm owning up to it, I was thinking this would follow the SARS 2003-2004 outbreak, and I was hoping by the summer the heat would kill it, at least our heat, because we had a huge drought, and our, I guess we got up to 117 degrees, I don't know. I live in Vegas, and so I just didn't see a virus lasting this long. I also didn't, I think none of us foresaw the economic consequences of, you know, closing down for a week or two, and then still staying closed, and then still staying closed, and then when you live in a city of tourism, you're just screwed. Anybody who relies on tourism is going to be in for a very, very long haul, and it's not very easy. There's been a lot of discussion, and I've gotten questions on the economy and stock market. I followed the stock market, but not to the degree as an economist would, so please don't take stock tips from me. Overall, I am concerned about an October 1 apocalypse, right? Remember the PPP loan mandate that you needed to keep your staff on till September 30th if you were going to get that money and have that loan forbeared. September 30th is coming up really soon, which means once companies that have been kind of dying, you know, finally reach that mark, I think we're going to see mass layoffs October 1. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see the market have some sort of a crash. There's been a lot of discussion of Senator Elizabeth Warren taking over as the either Treasury Secretary or some sort of czar in the finance aspect of a Biden administration. People are concerned about a lot of her ideas, so there could be some drastic drops with the stock market if Biden wins. That just a guess, right? It all depends on how vocal they are about Elizabeth Warren being involved with the economy. Now we have, unfortunately, probably one of the most worst prognostic factors, and I know some of you might kind of disagree with me, but we're being told that multiple universities are canceling spring break. Now, you could think, well, so spring break is just the young ones. Well, for anybody in the economy and anybody in the travel industry, anybody into tourism, this is devastating. Understandable why these universities are doing it, but spring break, that was one of the first blows to many companies and many organizations and many destinations when spring break was canceled. And it's not just about people going wild on a beach, okay? Me and my husband, same thing. We're talking about, okay, maybe we'll finally be able to take a trip. Maybe we'll finally be able to get a flight for sometime in April when the kids are on spring break and we'll get to do some sort of a trip. If I were you guys, I would hold off. So we're being told that University of Tennessee, spring break's canceled. University of Florida, Baylor, Texas Christian, Kansas State, University of Kentucky, Iowa State, University of Iowa. And these are Midwest. We're not even talking the huge hotspots we've seen on either poles of the country. University of Iowa, University of Northern Iowa, Carnegie Mellon, well, there's Carnegie Mellon, Ohio State, University of Michigan, University of Wisconsin, and Purdue. Now, I get it, you know, when, you know, Midwest universities follow other Midwest universities, I get that, and you know, but why? Why is spring break is like, gosh, over 6 months away. Why are even they concerned about that? Well, because I think this online schooling is going to be a trend. I don't see online schooling going away. And I don't think universities are seeing kids come back. And I think they want to incorporate more curriculum. And if the kids are already online having a break, you know, it's interesting. One of my kids had classes on Labor Day. I'm like, you're lying. He's like, Mom, sorry, I can't hang out with you guys on Labor Day because I have to go to class. I go, they got nobody's open on Labor Day. There were online classes on Labor Day. So, holidays, national holidays, doesn't exist. I mean, look what happened with Easter. Now go Zoom Easter. You can't Zoom Easter with your family. I mean, right now we're Zooming the high holy days in Judaism. It's not very effective. I mean, we do what we can, but so it's no wonder that they're going to be making changes with spring break. But the problem is, and everybody's been telling me, Dr. Dahlia, you're being too pessimistic. Come on, things, you know, we just got to get through the election. COVID will go away after the election, you'll see. Or, you know, we just got to get through January. And maybe it's because I'm in Vegas and some of you guys aren't, you know, but when you hear that plans for travel are getting canceled, or opportunities for people to take breaks are getting canceled, or you're hearing that conferences are going online, then that, I mean, you know, people need to plan 5-6 months in advance. So if we still have a COVID crisis, and I have to admit, I didn't expect when we were out of flu season, you know, and in the, because again, I blamed a lot of these deaths on also being flu and heart attack and pneumonia season, but we're still having death rates rise. And I think we have more scrutiny over how we're identifying these deaths. So when I'm told by a hospital that, yeah, these are COVID-related deaths, I'm believing those numbers. Whether we could debate the 200,000, whether that's an overestimation or not, that's a whole other discussion. But we are still having people die of COVID. So now anybody planning a conference or planning a curriculum or planning, if they have to plan 6 months ahead, 1 year ahead, we're already looking into spring. And I bring this up because, you know, for me, I kind of grew up in a family where we were kind of taught to not look forward to anything, because whatever we tried to look forward to would get canceled, or something would happen, or we wouldn't have the money, or would lose the house, or would lose the apartment, and we would just, we just really didn't have a very, you know, consistent sort of childhood or living arrangements. And I went to 12 schools, and, you know, I kind of grew a resilience out of it. So I'm kind of grateful for my upbringing, but I do have a more pessimistic look. And, but the thing that made me more resilient was the expecting it, you know, and maybe I don't enjoy life as much. Maybe I'm not as optimistic as I should, but we got floored when all of a sudden we were told that we couldn't work, or your clients weren't coming in. And being floored, I think, is a much more, shall we say, scary footing than going, okay, you know what, we're going to be in for hard times for months. And when I hear business owners say, look, I could do this till the fall, we're going to be good till the fall, and I'm like, what about winter? What about next spring? I mean, if anybody has a business, And I know they're praying, and I mean, I'm praying for you guys too. You know, this is kind of the time that we pray a lot in Judaism. You know, God's like, where have you been all this time? I go, now I got more. I got more. Don't go away yet. I got a lot more to pray for here. Like, it'd be nice to hear from you in April. You do hear from me in April, you know, because I get all constipated with Passover foods. You hear from me. I'm like, oh, please, you know, please let this collase work. So. But for those people that are, you know, or those businesses that are like, look, we just got to get through the election, or we just got to get through 2021. And mind you, maybe President Trump is going to be better for the economy than Biden, you know, or Senator Warren, or whoever they put in charge of the economy. Unfortunately, with people planning ahead for 6 months or a year, there's an issue. Now, I know in Vegas, there's some conferences planned in May, and I know that we're still trying to attract people coming. But spring break being canceled by universities and schools are kind of the most conservative, not conservative in terms of politics, but conservative in terms of, in terms of future plans and things like that, because they can kind of change things a little easier. To me, that means we're going to be in for a long haul. That's just my prediction. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.